This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, we're continuing into hour number two of this episode of the show. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich.
We have been talking about Bitcoin's wild ride, which is the title of the recent 60 Minutes piece, fairly in-depth, 13 and a half minutes long. We're actually playing the audio here. You know, over time, we're commenting on it, and I find it interesting to look at the mainstream media's opinions and reports on Bitcoin. And we've seen a lot of hate. We've seen a lot of hit pieces over time. And when I saw this over the weekend, I didn't watch it live, but I saw it later on. And I thought, you know what? This seems pretty fair to me, all things considered. I mean, Rich, you hadn't seen it at all. We're about 3 minutes in. I mean, do you feel like they've been pretty nasty or pretty fair towards Bitcoin so far?
I think they've been pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder if it was them that caused the little spike a couple of days before it came out. I wonder if they were attempting a pump and dump, because I still don't trust these people.
I'm not saying trust the news media.
But yeah, they have, giving credit where credit is due, they have been so far pretty positive about it.
So we're going to continue with some more audio from this, and then we'll get into the latest on Fiktoshi, the person who, that's the name that some have given a man named Craig Wright, who has been claiming now for a couple of years or a few years that he is Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin. And he did something recently that I say is yet more evidence that he could not possibly be Satoshi Nakamoto. We can get into that, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. So to bring you up to speed on this report from 60 Minutes, they've introduced Charlie Shrem. And they've sort of introduced him as an early adopter, an early business person. He was a young man who put his life savings into to Bitcoin and rode it hard and got pretty far and made a lot of money, and then ended up, as you'll find out here in a moment, going to prison for some of what he did with his company BitInstant, that at one time was a sponsor of Free Talk Live. As a matter of fact, we know Charlie. And he's a good guy.
How long was he down?
Down in prison?
Yeah.
I think a couple years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, federal charges. We'll get into that here with the rest of the story here from 60 Minutes.
The computers running the Bitcoin software were then able to work together over the Internet and perform functions normally handled by banks, like keeping accurate records and guarding against fraud.
The computers may...
Well, they actually do it better, and I think that's important to point out. Bitcoin does it better than banks, meaning the records are, you cannot be inaccurate with Bitcoin as long as there's more than a few participants in the network, and there's about 10,000, the last count that I had, of what they call full nodes. These are the people who are usually individuals or companies or whoever, somebody who has a computer, who's willing to have an entire copy of every transaction that has ever occurred on the Bitcoin network since the beginning. They call that the blockchain. This is the public ledger that is sort of the guts, if you will, of the Bitcoin system. If you have a full node, you have an entire copy of that whole blockchain, which last check was approximately 200 gigabytes. I'm not sure exactly what the size is, but it was probably around that amount a year or so ago, or a little less than that. So this is a big piece of data, but the fact that it exists simultaneously in thousands of locations around the globe means there's no cook in the books with Bitcoin. There's no one person, there's no bookkeeper or accountant or whatever who's in charge of, you know, an authority over this particular set of books. The software itself keeps the books. The software is open source, so anyone who knows how to program can read the software and make sure that there's no skullduggery going on, there's no backdoors or dirty abilities or switches that some administrator can throw to change things. You can't do it with Bitcoin. It's entirely accurate.
We have not yet found vulnerabilities in it. As a computer security guy, that's as far as I'm going to go.
If you did, it would drop in price dramatically. If there were a vulnerability discovered in Bitcoin, it would become worth much less than it currently is.
That's likely, especially if it was unpatchable. So, you know, there's always a chance of something going wrong.
Sure.
But
we've got 10 years of going right under our belt at this point. That's a pretty good track record.
And one of the interesting things, we've talked about the first block, or the first wallet, Satoshi's wallet, you know.
The Genesis block.
That is a huge pile of Bitcoin,
right,
to the point where just about anybody who knew how to break it, I would think they would break it.
There's
and take that
large
money.
Incentive.
It's a big pile.
Yeah, and the same thing's true about the whole system in general. If you could break Bitcoin, you would reap some rewards. Of course, the Bitcoins you would reap wouldn't be worth as much as they were, but, you know.
But you'd have them and somebody else wouldn't.
Yeah, and you'd have the claim to fame. Yeah. Of the person who broke Bitcoin. So that hasn't happened, and we're more than a decade in at this point. The Bitcoin was Bitcoin software and white paper were released more than 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Cooper is making a fair, I would say-ish, comparison, pointing out that Bitcoin does what the banks have done, which is to say secure money and secure books. But the banks don't do it as well as Bitcoin. That's my point there.
I would tend to agree in nearly every respect. Bitcoin is superior. The only issue that you may run into is volatility against your native currency. And, you know, not that that isn't a problem.
Unless you're in Venezuela, in which case it's a solid store of value against the native currency.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely true. The worse your native currency is,
the better
Bitcoin is going to be for you. So
yes.
I expect it to really take over in a lot of these banana republics, where it really doesn't matter what they're trading, so long as they have tokens that they can pass back and forth
representations
have
of value, and
either a value that stays equal or a value that rises. The Federal Reserve is absolutely lying when they say deflation is the worst thing that can happen to the economy.
Oh,
deflation
God,
is bad for rich people.
Right.
Deflation is great for poor people.
Yeah, especially people who know how to save.
Yeah, and the thing is, poor people keep all their wealth generally in cash. Mm-hmm. That's all they have. They don't have a big enough chunk to buy real investments. At best, they put it in a bank and earn a percent on it. Rich people, on the other hand, people have this image of them having rooms full of money in their house.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
Uncle
how
Scrooge.
Any of this works. Yeah. They put the money in banks, and that's the money that runs the company you work for. And if that money goes away, the company you work for goes out of business, and they're not there anymore, and you don't have a job.
Right, but stacking cash under your mattress isn't a way to protect your wealth. It is a way to protect it from maybe being taken by somebody, but otherwise the government's going to constantly be printing more money out over time, mm-hmm. and it's going to devalue the amount of dollars that you have in savings, whereas...
You'll have the same amount, but they'll have less value.
Less value, correct. Whereas with Bitcoin, over time, the trend has been upwards. It's right now over $8,000 per Bitcoin. Today it was just over that amount. And that is not quite the record high, but it's getting close.
Yeah, and you never see people do business so enthusiastically as when they're doing it in an appreciating currency.
Yep,
you know,
exciting.
It's like, oh, it is,
yep.
It is. And it gives you back the joy of capitalism, the joy of actually being able to make a difference in your own life, because the whole economy is rigged. It's rigged six ways from Sunday, and it's rigged
not
for the
favor.
Big guys.
Yeah.
And even the things that the government says it does to help the little guys, they're also rigging it for the big guys, if you understand economics.
We are going to get back into it as well, and you're welcome to share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Obviously, we've got a huge bias towards cryptocurrency, but there's good reasons for it. You know, there are good reasons why these things need to happen in a big way, and I'm glad to see 60 Minutes reporting on it, and we'll continue with their piece here in moments, and it's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet three times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Anna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. The controversy continues over who the creator of Bitcoin is. We're going to get into one man's claims here in a few moments, but first we're looking at an interesting, what I would say for the mainstream media, pretty fair piece on Bitcoin. It's called Bitcoin's Wild Ride, and it is it appeared on Sunday night on 60 Minutes. Anderson Cooper is the correspondent here, and we're actually playing the audio from it on the air just so we can kind of, you know, analyze it, dig into it, and see, you know, exactly what the opinions are that they're kind of sharing, and are they actually being fair, or are they pretty biased still against Bitcoin? Because a lot of mainstream media is definitely biased against Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. By the way, speaking of Bitcoin, Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. Plus, you can read the latest news headlines or engage with the community on their forum. And coming soon to Bitcoin.com, they are going to be launching a competitor to Local Bitcoins. It's going to be called, they're calling it local.bitcoin.com, and it launches on June 4th. The site is open right now. If you want to go and register an account, you can do that now, but you can't actually buy or sell any Bitcoin Cash yet. But once it launches on June 4th, you will be able to buy and or sell Bitcoin Cash from other people, either in your neighborhood or halfway across the country or wherever. There's different ways you'd be able to accept payment. It's going to, from what I understand, be end-to-end encrypted between buyer and seller, the conversation that you would have between one another. There's not going to be any what they call know your customer identification requirements that the site will impose. Now, a seller may impose an ID requirement on their own. So, for instance, I've sold on localbitcoins.com, and after getting scammed enough times, I implemented some ID requirements to, you know, just to make sure that I'm being covered and safe. But but a lot of these sites, they demand ID from their buyers and sellers up front that the site stores, and that will not happen with local.bitcoin.com. So some very interesting differences between this site that they're planning and the ones that already exist out there.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, so we'll tell you more about it as it gets closer and as I have more experience, because I've signed up for an account on the site. I want to try it out. I'm excited about it. Local.bitcoin.com. You can go there right now and get started, and then when it launches on the 4th, you will be there at the starting line. So back to the story here from 60 Minutes. This is Anderson Cooper reporting on what they're calling Bitcoin's Wild Ride. If you're just tuning in, they've introduced Charlie Shrem as kind of the center of this report. He's the person they're talking about, his experience at BitInstant, the company that he founded in New York with a little bit of his savings, and it became a real success for a time.
Maintain a constantly updated record of transactions involving Bitcoin. The record is called the blockchain, and it's how the network keeps track of who owns what. One of the most innovative features of the system is that every computer on the network can keep a copy of this record showing every transaction ever recorded.
True. The blockchain's stored on thousands of computers around the world.
Naya Narula is the director of the Digital Currency Initiative at the MIT Media Lab.
The idea behind the blockchain is that it's everywhere, and everyone can look at it and verify it for themselves. And so what this means is that you get this sense of trust, you get this sense of security, because everyone's watching.
If you're wondering what...
Not inaccurate. They brought on a real expert to talk about blockchain, somebody from MIT who sounds like she knows what she's talking about there. And
she really
wrong.
Does.
Yeah, she's not wrong at all, so kudos to that.
Which makes her sound really cute.
There is to watch. Here it is. Bitcoin's not much to look at.
So they're showing a Bitcoin address here, which, you know, if anybody's ever seen one of these things, it's a jumbled mess of characters that you couldn't possibly remember. You know, it's 30-plus characters long, your typical Bitcoin address. And it's, you know, it's unmemorizable unless you're some sort of savant.
Just letters and numbers.
Why would people have trust in something that is just numbers and letters? It doesn't have anything backing it up.
I think to answer that question, you really have to go back to sort of the roots of money.
Why would people have trust in the Constitution? Why would people have trust in the in a contract? Why would somebody have trust in a textbook? They're all just numbers and letters.
True, but it's a good question.
It is a good point. And, of course, none of those things are that I listed are necessarily always right.
Let's go on.
And what is money? The reason that the $5 bill in my wallet has value is because I know you'll take it from me for something. I can buy a sandwich from you with that $5 bill.
So it has value because people believe in it.
Exactly. And that's it. That's really it.
Well, it's an oversimplification to some extent. I mean, it would have been nice to have gotten into the fact that the $5 bill does have the violence of the government backing it in the form of legal tender laws, and that's one reason why it is, as you know, the way is as ensconced as it is within our society. Yeah. But she's not wrong that it is the belief in those things that does give it value.
Yeah, and even legal tender laws are easy to get around if you really want to. All you have to do is triple your prices and then give a 66% discount to anybody who pays in coin or specie. We'll take cash. You just have to pay us three times as much as any other means of payment.
That's how Jay Noon does it. Our Wednesday night co-host, he does he does work, you know, he's like a handyman, and he charges more, significantly more, for anybody that wants to pay him with a check or with cash.
Yeah, and I guess I do the same thing, although it's just I'll give you a significant discount if you pay me in anything but U.S. dollars.
At first, Bitcoin was just an interesting experiment conducted at home by computer programmers like Laszlo Hunyets. Because his computer was one of the computers helping to maintain the Bitcoin network, Satoshi Nakamoto's software rewarded Hunyets with some Bitcoin. But there wasn't much he could do with it back
This is what's called the mining reward. So, you know, early on, it was relatively easy to mine Bitcoin. You know, back in the day, they would pay you 50 Bitcoin at once if you found what they call a block on the blockchain, if you were the lucky miner to get the blocks. And the way the mining works with Bitcoin is the more people are mining, the more machines are mining the Bitcoin, the more the difficulty increases over time. So it makes it harder and harder to find those blocks. Mm-hmm. And they've come up since the early days when you could just do it with a laptop. They've come up with much more complex mining hardware as well. So you can't do it on a laptop anymore and compete. You have to have the ballsy graphics cards or whatever that make it possible to do these things, or the custom hardware.
Yeah, and to me, that's probably the most unfortunate thing about Bitcoin is that it spends so much energy and so much hardware on a problem without that energy or hardware contributing to solving that problem better. Okay, it's contributing to fraud prevention,
right?
And it's necessary for that, but adding more Bitcoin miners doesn't mean that you can process more transactions.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
And that's an unfortunate, as a programmer, I see that as an unfortunate but possibly unavoidable condition.
True, the blockchain isn't an efficient storage method, but it is a very secure one. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Burke.
Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain continue to impact parts of the plains and Midwest. Regarding these storms, Joe Bastardi with Weather Bell tells Fox News.
The last 4, 5, 6 months have been brutal from southern Canada into the central and northern plains. Meantime, it's warm in the southeast. That's the classic setup. Cold versus warm for what you're seeing out there. So it's winding up being a bigger than average year.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says he told the House and Senate to continue working to keep Iran in check and protect American interests.
I walked them through what the Department of Defense has been doing since May 3rd when we received credible intelligence about threats to our interests in the Middle East and to American forces.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. People are buzzing about Bitcoin again, and they should be because it's an important technology beyond the fact that the price is once again seems to be on the rise at just over, I think, $8,000. Let me get a quick check here thanks to the – oh, no, just below $8,000 right now, $7,964. 79.79 now, actually, at the Kraken Exchange.
Let's see if we can hit 800 by the end of the show, guys.
800. Boy, if we hit 800, sorry, 8,000. I'd be buying. If it hits 800 tonight, start buying.
Yeah.
Very exciting times for Bitcoin. People are Googling it. It's trending once again. People are talking about it. And maybe 60 Minutes Report that they aired on Sunday night has something to do with it. We like to dissect the mainstream media viewpoints on Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live to analyze them. So that's what we're doing here tonight, playing some of the audio, or playing the full audio just over time as we kind of talk about different things and, you know, helping go over some of the basics of Bitcoin. And I know that some of our longtime listeners, obviously, you know probably all that there is to know as about the basics. But since we're doing a radio show, we always have new listeners tuning in. There's always somebody out there who, for the very first time, they've maybe heard of Bitcoin, but now they're interested, you know, so they're paying attention this time.
And this is interesting as a media story as well, because usually It's unusual for us to get an even break out of a mainstream media company. And
right.
So that makes me wonder what they're up to, but I also appreciate it.
Well, yeah, and we're going to get into this a little further. We're almost halfway done with the video here, so we'll continue that. But I do want to mention AnyPay, since you're big fans of cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live. We're also big fans of AnyPay. Just this afternoon, I went out to a place called Taco Biondo in Hillsboro. We had our cryptocurrency meetup, and I spent some Bitcoin cash on a delicious burrito, and it was the AnyPay system, the point-of-sale system, that made it all possible and made it easy at the point of sale, made it so the cashier could just ring up the amount, provide me with a QR code that I scanned with my Bitcoin Cash wallet, and then I sent the Bitcoin Cash, and within a few seconds, it was there. It was confirmed. It was paid and done. And it's super easy for you to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin BTC or Bitcoin Cash or Dash or Zcash or a few others through AnyPay. What you need to do is go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. If you're ready to get into this world, and it is not hard. It is nowhere near as difficult as you think. It's actually really simple. You just have to have your own cryptocurrency wallet, like Edge Wallet or Coinomi. These are two fine wallets that I think AnyPay would recommend. You set your crypto wallet up. You set your AnyPay account up. In fact, these days it's so easy to use AnyPay, you don't even need to have an account. You just download the app, put your Dash address in or whatever one you want to start, whichever currency you want to start as your main crypto that you're accepting, and you can start immediately. Now, they'll still ask you to register an account afterwards so you can add some more cryptos to it, but you can literally just get rolling with AnyPay within moments without even having to create an account. It's that easy. The app exists for both iOS and Android devices, so if you've got a tablet or something like that at your cash register, you're already halfway done. This is super easy. Get started over at helpmetakebitcoin.com. And by the way, AnyPay doesn't charge you a fee to help you take Bitcoin. It just makes it easy.
So how does AnyPay make money?
Excellent question. They have been getting paid by cryptocurrency sort of interest groups, basically. So like the Dash people have a fund where they vote. The masternodes with Dash will vote on this 10% of the block rewards from Dash go into this promotional fund. And then there are proposals. So AnyPay has made, over the last year or so, proposals to Dash saying, we would like you to fund the Dash side of AnyPay, to fund what they call Dash Back, which gives 10% back to qualified customers who are buying at merchants that are, real-life businesses selling things for Dash. So that's one way of doing it. I think Zcash gave them some sort of a grant to implement Zcash into their system. So they've been actually earning their operating funds on sort of the back end, to where the merchants and the customers don't have to pay anything. It's just the people that love whichever cryptos that want to see it, their favorite crypto, so Dash or Zcash or Bitcoin Cash. So I think Roger Veer, for instance, from Bitcoin.com, is going to be sponsoring the Bitcoin Cash side of things. So that's how they've been doing it.
Nice.
Yeah. So let's continue here. More with 60 Minutes and Bitcoin's wild ride, as they're talking about not just Charlie Shrem, but they're now getting into, you might have heard the name Laszlo. Let me pull up his last name here. Laszlo Hynix. This is the guy who was the Bitcoin pizza guy, and that's the story they're going to tell coming up, which is actually good timing for that, because tomorrow is Bitcoin Pizza Day.
Yay! And, that's like my second favorite holiday.
It's a good one. In fact, we're going out, so I hope you'll join us for some Bitcoin pizza here in Keene tomorrow afternoon.
Absolutely. I'll take a day off my low-carb diet for it.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, my favorite holidays are 420, Bicycle Day, and Bitcoin Pizza. Pizza Day.
So let's go on here. They're about to tell the story of Bitcoin Pizza Day. So
2010. So we went on an internet chat forum and
asked
whether anyone would be willing to buy him some pizza in exchange for 10,000 Bitcoin.
And somebody said, "Hey, I'll take you up on that offer. Here you can see the original pizza."
Now at one point, 10,000 Bitcoin.
It was about $20 worth at the time.
Right, yeah. But what did that get up to at its top? Was that 19 million?
A lot, yeah, right, something crazy.
So
like
that pizza at one time, if the guy had held all those 10,000 bitcoins at one time, he would have amassed a $30 million fortune, and
yeah.
Now it would be worth still millions.
Yeah, I've actually got the coin market cap tools here. That's a handy website, coinmarketcap.com. They've got a currency converter where you can easily convert between your favorite cryptos here. So let's just do a quick look at, so right now about $80 million, about $80 million worth today.
Interesting.
10,000 bitcoins. And then let's actually look at what $20 worth in Bitcoin would be just for fun. So let's do the other conversion here. Bitcoin to... Wait, is it going to let me do them in reverse? Yes, it is. Okay, so $20 worth of Bitcoin today. So in 10 years or 9 years ago, when this happened in 2010, tomorrow in 2010, on the 22nd, it would have cost 10,000 Bitcoins for basically $20 worth of pizza. Today, you would spend 0.0025 Bitcoin.
This is what deflation looks like. Long live deflation!
So let's go on with the story of Bitcoin pizza.
My daughter's hand, she was a year old.
That pizza, obtained with Bitcoin by Laszlo Hunyats and enjoyed by his daughter 9 years ago, is believed to be the first real-world transaction involving cryptocurrency.
Do you feel like after that, that changed people's perception of it in a way? I think it made it real for some people. I mean, it certainly did for me.
In the years that followed, Bitcoin caught on. Some merchants started accepting it, and it became possible to buy and sell Bitcoin for dollars through businesses called exchanges.
And they're showing somebody using a Bitcoin vending machine there in the footage.
That's not an exchange.
No.
As the market.
Some of them are connected to exchanges, however. That's the way some of those machines work. The ones we have here in New Hampshire are not that way.
Price of one Bitcoin rose from zero to a dollar to $100 and more. An esoteric experiment grew into a global industry. On a windswept plain in Iceland, these warehouses are closely guarded at all times. We were asked not to disclose their exact location. This is one of the places where the records, the blockchains of cryptocurrencies, are now kept. State-of-the-art computers work 24/7, performing calculations that safeguard the records. In industry lingo, this is called a mine.
We're going to continue on Bitcoin's wild ride from 60 Minutes. I keep wanting to say CNN because it's Anderson Cooper, but it's apparently he's now working for 60 Minutes. We'll get into a little bit more here of the story, getting into the mining aspect of cryptocurrency. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want if you want. It doesn't have to be crypto-related. So that's what we're focusing on at the moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up anything that you want. We are doing a little media analysis here tonight, playing the 60 Minutes piece on Bitcoin that appeared on the air on Sunday night on 60 Minutes this weekend, and that may have resulted in Bitcoin trending on Google. People are once again interested, and of course the fact that it was going up in price may have been what spurred 60 Minutes to do the piece in the first place. And it does seem to be pretty fair. Like, there hasn't been an out-and-out editorial attack against Bitcoin in this, which a lot of mainstream media will frequently feature way more criticism of Bitcoin than any kind of positive statements. And they are going to interview somebody briefly from the Federal Reserve during the piece, so they'll give the other side a chance to make a point. But they really only give them a chance to make one point, and so we'll get into that.
Good to hear from the enemy from time to time.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely important to hear what their claims are, because they're pretty pathetic, actually.
It's true.
And we'll share that part with you coming up too as we continue the breakdown. It's Ian and Rich here in the studio. Our toll free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I do want to make sure to thank Paza, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. An amp means advertise, market, and promote. It is a little promotional program that we put together back in 2005, and it allows listeners like you to back up what we do here on Free Talk Live. If you like the fact that we're on over 200 radio stations coast to coast and beyond. We go out as far as Guam and Alaska. We're up in Alaska as well. If you like the fact that we're on all those stations, you want to see us get on more, you want to hear more Free Talk Live getting on the radio in markets across the United States, because Look, the fact is, we're the only real, like, pro-crypto show out there on broadcast radio that I've ever heard of. I mean, if there's another one out there, I'd love to know what it is. But we love liberty, we love freedom, we love cryptocurrency, we love peace, and we're the ones talking about it on the air 7 nights a week across 200-plus radio stations. Of course, we're on the Internet as well. We got a podcast, and you can listen to live streams and find us on Twitch and DLive and all that. In fact, our DLive stream and Twitch stream tonight will be Internet only after 10 p.m. Eastern when Aria Demetso will be here for Aria Uncensored tonight. So we do some Internet-only stuff. But if you like us talking about these things on broadcast radio and you want to help us get out there further with Free Talk Live and be more successful at this, then please join the AMP program like Paza has done. Paza is a silver amplifier, which means they're giving, he or she is giving $5 a month toward the AMP program, which is what we ask. You can do more if you want, but Paza's doing that, and we appreciate it. And you get some cool benefits and some perks. Just had somebody join the Discord who is an amplifier, and all you got to do is just let me know you're there, let me know you're an amplifier, and I'll just verify that and then give you special access to some AMP chat rooms there on our Discord server. And there's some other AMP perks like the AMP-only Facebook group. For those of you still spending time on Facebook, there's actually a pretty active group there still, from what I understand. So check those things out over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we will take your calls and thoughts. And again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're playing the 60 Minutes piece on Bitcoin's wild ride, as they refer to it, and Anderson Cooper reporting from a mine in Iceland. Now, when you think of a mine in the world of Bitcoin, it doesn't exactly look the way you might think at first. You know, when you think of mines, you think of, you know, men in dusty caves and, you know, swinging pickaxes and, you know, running heavy equipment. They've got some heavy equipment, but it's mostly server racks full
of servers. They're working in a code mine.
Let's go to the phones here. Andrew is on the line. He's calling us, listening to WGOW there in Chattanooga on the FM side. Hello, Andrew.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, good. You're on the air.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's cool you guys are actually talking about, cryptocurrency on, you know, the radio here. It's been something that here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, you know, we kind of saw a spike in about 2 years ago, and I'm actually co-owner of a company called Chatty Crypto. That's a local group here in town.
Really?
To educate people and get them, you know, kind of on board with cryptocurrency. We actually set cryptocurrency at one of my restaurants that I own here in town as well.
Oh, cool.
So
is your group like kind of like a meetup group where people can come and, you know, meet each other, or are there presentations that you put on? Like, what do you do there to help spread? Besides accepting it, what else do you do with the group?
Yeah, so we are also we're an informational type group. We're also a paid group as well, to where people can actually become members. We felt that once people become members, you know, it puts more emphasis on them being actively involved with it.
Interesting.
We have some heavy hitters in our group. I mean, we've got people that, like myself, you know, have been in Bitcoin, you know, from the early, you know, years of it. And then we have one of the guys in town who we kind of call the, you know, Bitcoin God, you know, that got in when it was first coming out. So it's, you know, it's a great diverse group of people. We run about 120 members deep in it.
And they're mostly all
here local. So it's a really cool, you know, group we have together. And obviously last year, you know, we kind of saw it dip down a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they lost that, you know, kind of, I guess, eagerness to it. But now over the last couple of weeks, you know, our phones have been ringing off the hooks. The emails have been going crazy because they're like, you know, we're seeing traction. You know, we're seeing more about Bitcoin. We're seeing more on the 60 Minutes thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's interesting. And we're getting some new people that are reaching out to us as well. I mean, people come to the restaurant just to talk to, myself and then, you know, one of my, you know, partners that works with me, about cryptocurrency. So it's pretty cool. I like it.
I have a question for you, about the membership. So we have a group here in the Keene area, but it's just a meetup.com group, and it has over 100 members, but most of them have never actually come out to a meetup and have never actually met anybody. What is it that what are the benefits of membership? I mean, I don't disagree with you that if somebody pays for something, they're going to value it more, but what is it that they sort of get in return for the membership?
So in return, you're not having to deal with kind of, I guess, the BS of when you deal with a free group, so to speak. So when you got meetups, you do have people that'll come, they'll talk, you know, they'll kind of give their perspective on the market or the, you know, type of coins they're in and things of that nature. But with the paid group, we find that people aren't just coming throwing out random stuff. Because since you're tied to this and you're paying that monthly fee, you know, you're not going to come out here and tell something to, quote unquote, you know, pump and dump a coin. Or maybe you're part of another group and you're trying to spread, you know, this information along to try to benefit yourself, because you just can't leave the meetup group and say, all right, guys, I'll see you later. You know, you're a member. You're tied to this. So you're going to be there on the monthly meetings. You're going to be there online, you know, for our online presence. So we get people that are a little bit more in depth, you know, as far as like the TA, you know, people that are involved in these deeper groups, Todd, you know, with the heavy hitters. So we found when we first started it, me and a guy named Doug Palmer, and, you know, we were talking about it in our driveway one night, and we were like, man, we should get people involved. You know, we bought, you know, Ethereum and a few other coins when they were practically, you know, single digits and some even pennies. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like, if we can educate people on this, then they can benefit just as well as we can. So it was kind of free at the get-go. And then we realized people just wasn't taking it serious. I mean, you know, we were talking about, you know, Ripple when it was 0.008 cents, and people were laughing at us. And we said, yeah, one day it may be 50 cents.
And it was.
And it was, you know, yeah. I mean, I told it, my friend Tony, they're like, you're going to sell it 50. I was like, no, I'm going to hold it until it hits $1. Just joking. And then, you know, it hit $1, and they're like, bro, you're going to sell? And I was like, not yet. I'm going to wait until it goes a little bit more. You know, so it's really cool, though, because, you know, seeing the people that actively involve themselves, you know, and the membership fees are, you know, we keep them cheap. I mean, you can get in as low as $30 a month and upwards to 100. And, okay, you know, 100 basically allows you to sit down with, like, our top TA analysis guy. And, you know, he's sitting down showing you, you know, how to do this, how to, you know, look at the market and see when's a good time to get in, when's a good time to get out.
So there's like some classes involved here. You're giving educational, you know, structured education to the members to some extent.
Exactly. I mean, education as well, you know, and especially the cryptocurrency market, because so many people are just told, hey, go buy this. You know, so they download and they buy this, they put it on their phone, and then they don't know when to sell it. They don't know when to trade it. They don't know when to, you know, maybe there's a coin swap. They don't know this information.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, by having that information handy, they're able to invest in themselves and, you know, the future of cryptocurrency.
What are you using? You said you have a restaurant that accepts cryptocurrency there in Chattanooga. What are you using as your point of sale system?
Actually, AnyPay.
Really? So okay, great.
Yeah, that's what caught me on to it. I was driving down the road listening to it, and I heard you guys mention AnyPay. I was like, man, these guys are pretty serious. Because we'll accept Raven Coin there. Yep. Which is, you know, a coin that I am, you know, strongly and firmly, you know, believe in.
Okay, now what is it about Ravencoin that excites you? Because I've got a good friend in, she's in Maine now, who likes that. I just asked you a question at the end.
Well, no, it's fine to ask a question at the end. If you can hang on, Andrew, can you stick with us through the news?
Yeah.
And we'll bring you back?
Yeah, most definitely.
Why don't you plug your restaurant?
So my restaurant is Fit Plus, located off Lee Highway in Chattanooga.
Fit or Bit?
Fit, F-I-T.
F-I-T, Fit Plus. So we'll continue here with Andrew. He's a Bitcoin entrepreneur in the Chattanooga area, and you can join us as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.